New York City ushered in a new mayor along with the new year. Democrat Eric Adams was sworn into office at a Times Square ceremony shortly after the ball drop. Adams is the city's 110th mayor and its second black mayor. News Nation's Allison Caden shows us his first day in office.
As COVID-19, crime, and the economy pose challenges, the new mayor says New York City will bounce back. Eric Adams was sworn in as New York City's 110th mayor a few minutes after midnight.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
A large indoor ceremony in Brooklyn was scrapped due to rising cases of COVID-19. Instead of a crowded inaugural address, Adams spoke to New Yorkers solo at City Hall.
It's not about showmanship. It's about showing up. That is why the theme of my first 100 days is GSD, get stuff done.
Shortly after that speech, the mayor joining his new police commissioner at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Hospital.
Mission one is to deal with the gun violence in our city.
Early this morning, a bullet hit a police officer in the head as he rested in his car outside the 25th precinct between shifts.
Fortunately, the officer, who is a 7-year veteran with this department, is now recovering from his injury.
This comes after a busy morning, a subway ride to City Hall, greeting New Yorkers.
Oh, what a way to start the day.
And his first cabinet meeting, which Adams says focused heavily on COVID-19. Mayor Adams ended his day in front of the cameras at the 103rd precinct in Jamaica, Queens. This is where police beat him as a teenager, something that he says changed his life. He became a police officer to change things from within, and now he continues that mission as mayor of New York City.
We have to turn pain into purpose.
And Mayor Eric Adams remained positive and optimistic today, saying New York City will thrive. Rutabay?